Menachas Perikud Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mincha, if he says Harei Olai Mincha, or he says Min HaMincha, Harei Olai Min HaMincha, Yovi Echos, he brings one. The stam is that he said he's going to bring one. Minochois or Min Minochois, Yovi Shtayim. It's also partial. Pirashti, Veni Dema Pirashti, Yovi Chamishna, he has to bring all five. He doesn't know which one. He has to cover all the possibilities. He has to bring all five. Pirashti mincha shele suroinim veni edem ma pirashti. I know, he says, that b'shas nidorai, I said that I'm going to bring a mincha of several esroinim. I don't know how much. So then again, he doesn't know how much. It could be 1, 2, 3, etc., etc., all the way till 60. Yavi mincha shel shishim yisoyim. Rabbi Omer, Yavi minochos shel esroinim me'echad v'ad shishim. Look at the Mefarshim. We had really this shah that was in the previous Mishnah. He says, Hare Olai Mincha. So when he says, Pirashti v'enei de'ema Pirashti, Yavi Shishim Yisrael doesn't say this possibility of Rebbe that he meant the specific amount as a Kepeda. 59 would mean 59 and 37 would mean 37. Therefore, he has to bring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, every number up till 60. Why not? Because in the previous Mishnah, we're talking about there was definitely no Kepeda that he has to bring a Beklei Echot. So as many as he wants to bring, he could bring them in separate kelim. And the fact that he might have said 37 and he's going to bring 42 and a certain amount is a minchas nedava, so what? Bring it in separate kelim. He didn't say how many kelim he is. Here we're talking about the Gemara says that he had a kpeda that should be brought b'kli echot. If it's b'kli echot, you have a problem. He's going to bring one mincha of 60. Maybe he said 5, 10, 15. The possibilities are 60-fold. So whichever the possibility is, if it's not 60, there's a certain amount in this mincha, which is a minchas nedova. Rebbe holds that you can't mix together a minchas nedova with a minchas choiva. Since the mincha that he was being mekayim, the choiva that he already had on him when he said Arei Olai, is mixed together with the mincha, which is pure nedova right now. It's a separate type of carbon. This is really the crux of the machlokes, the Tanakam and Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe. The Tanakam is chalik on that. It's not a different mincha. It's a chalik of this mincha, which happens to be only an adov and not a chayv. So what? Now, truth be told, that the Rav spoke out on the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Aleph, that when he's bringing 60, there could very well be a certain amount of his minchas nadov. So what he has to say is like this. He has to say, b'shas tahavo, that esreinim shenadarti, as much as I was noider, you l'nadorai, v'ashar you l'nadov. The Rav speaks that out. Since Lamaisa, there could be two Nedovas over here, so Lamaisa has to do Kmitza twice. The Gemara speaks to that also. And he does like this. He takes the first Kmitza. Again, he takes the first Kmitza from one side, because there's definitely a Choyvas, at least Esrainim. And he says, this is for the Kmitza of my Karben Choyva. Then he makes another Kmitza from the Chelik of the Mincha Shnia. The kmitza is going to be a little bit smaller because it's going to be taken as a kmitza from whatever's left over from the original amount in the kli. And he says like this, Komasha koin yitol b'kmitza rishoyne yir kiddush l'shem minchas choyva. Komasha yitol b'kmitza shnia yir kodush l'shem minchas nedova. That's the way he says it. What do you do with the haktoras hakmotzim? So the Gemara brings up a problem. Look at this whole sugya on Daf Kuv Vov. It says, first you have to be makdir legabi the kmitzos, the koimitz of the minchas choyva. Why? Because if you're going to put on the mizbech, the koimitz minchas nedova, so then it comes out that b'shas, the kmitza of the choyva, b'shas, the haktorah of the kmitzos choyva, it was nechsa shiorel. And the halacha is that the kmitza has to be huktar when the rest of the shirayim exist. We have this in the first parakah. Mincha shenechseru shioreo ben kmitza laktoro is not matir. The aktoro's kremis is not matir the shirayim. So mele, it has to be that there's loy nechsa the shiorim al yidei what? Al yidei the fact that he's matir the kremis of the minchas choyva first, because that's certainly everything is there. And in the Minchas Nedova, whatever's supposed to be, there is there. Whatever's nitoisiv, that's how much there is. He never said an amount. So Mel, that's also not Nechsa. That's the way it would have to be done. So Rebbe is in the Kudo, Legabi, one Kli, whether you can put them in the same Kli or not. That's the Machlokes over here. Mishnah Gimel, Harei Olai Eitzim. he brings a carbon etzens mavur, that when a person brings a carbon mincha, so it's mavur that there are other carbonas besides the standard carbon that a person can bring. Not only an oilo shlom or a carbon mincha, he can bring also a minchas nesachim. We had before machlokes from Kivin Reb Tarfon. Minchas nesachim, is it dafke yayin or is it even shemen? Lemaisa chazal also mechadish in the pasuk of a nefesh kisakiv carbon mincha lashem, that the other types of carbon which are also apsa mincha, something else. And from here we learn out, take a look at the Teis Yom, this is a sugi over here, in Daf Kuvov, that a yochid can bring a korban, so to speak, of etzim or levoino to be makti ala mizbech. The etzim could be put on the mizbech, could be burnt. Levoino is a component of a korban mincha also, it can be brought as a dava bifnei atzmoi. Now there is one sheet that the Gemara brings down to Machlek Stanoim, that this is mamish a korban. This is the sheet of Rebbe, where he holds that the etzim and levoino that's going to be brought, it's a piece of wood, you're going to have to do malicha in order to put it on the mizbech. You'll have to salt it, and you'll have to make a kmitza of the levoin. It's mamsha carbon. And then it's put on the atzim arocha like a regular carbon. The other sheet over there holds, no, it's not a regular carbon. It's called a carbon because it's something you're putting on the mizbech, but it's put on the mizbech, not on the atzim arocha. It's put on the mizbech. It also doesn't have kedusha saguf like a regular carbon. It's put on the mizbech. It's not a carbon. It's not a cheftz of a carbon like a behemoth or like a mincha that has kedusha saguf. So mele, before they were put on, it's roi lepidion, because it doesn't have kedusha saguf. That's those nafkaminas are mavur over here in the Gemara, the two shittas. Lemaisa, the Mishnah says, what's called levoina? The subject of our Mishnah is the sheer minimum, the way we had in the last two Mishnayis. He said etzim or he said levoina. Levoina, how much? Didn't say. Levoina lo yivchas mi kaimitz. A kaimitz of levoina is called levoina. Chamisha kmatzim heim. Hoime hare olai levoina lo yivchas mi kaimitz. That's one stomius. That the amount of levoina, when there's a stam expression of levoina, is a kaimitz. Hamistad of mincha. Yovi ima kaimitz levoina. That's another case where a levoina is bekaimitz. Hamalos ha kaimitz bachutz. Legabi the isu of shchute chutz. The same way Halo is a component. Halo of a chilek of a behemo or a mincho. A koimitz of levoina also is the share with which a person can be chayiv koros. Ushnei bazichin, tun and shnei kmatzim. Bazichin, the only place we have, is bazichin of levoina of lechem haponim. They need also a koimitz lechol bozoch of each one of these kelim called a bozoch. Also needs a kmitza for each one. Which means that doesn't say how much the amount is. The amount has to be at least a kaimitz of levoina. This is another place where we have this shear. I think we didn't explain the first line. Harelai etzim layivchas mishnei gzirin. Two branches of wood. That's the stomach loshen of etzim is at least that much. The same idea that we're talking about. We went straight into levoina.